But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the epistle lesson today, we hear the mature words of St. James, who has been living out the faith in his own time and place, and has the maturity of understanding of what has just happened to the church in the world, how the people are being transformed by the reality of the resurrection and ascension of the Lord God, Jesus Christ, and of the coming of the Holy Ghost, whom he promised he would send. So there's now a transformation happening in the people of the early church. We have to see that the kindness and love that is flowing out from them in the first generation and then through Christians throughout the ages, that this was a new thing. This was not something that was known in antiquity. This love that was being shed abroad in the hearts of the disciples and then from them into the world was showing acts of kindness and mercy that were new to the human race. It was an invasion of love that Jesus brought into the world when he said, "I came into the world from the Father, and now I go from the world to the Father." We see his tight encapsulation of his saving ministry. The Son of God, who leaves the highest throne of heaven to come down, to become one of us in the person of our Lord Jesus Christ, then to take our human nature up into glory, and to have others come now into his body, the church, by the agency of the Holy Spirit. This is the redemptive work of Christ, and we see a transformation now of our human race. A real change happens. There is a phrase that is given by the American theologian David Bentley Hart. It's a beautiful quote that he has in a book called Atheist Delusions. He speaks about how the Greek and Roman gods in antiquity, by contrast, were cruel and capricious. But now you see how the one true God became a person, has reshaped our view of every human person. Because Jesus Christ became one of us, now we see each one of us in a different way. And if we focus on Christ, we see people in a different way. Hart writes, "We came to see, as a human race, we came to see what formerly we could not see. The autistic or Down syndrome child, the derelict, the wretched or broken man or woman, the homeless, the hungry, the diseased, or mentally ill, to be able to see in them not only something of worth, but also something potentially godlike, to be cherished and adored, is the rarest and most ennoblingly unrealistic capacity ever bred within human souls." This is something that, again, the transformative work of love that is happening in the work of the redemption. And he makes a caution, you know, to those who would be popularizing atheism. He makes a caution to them to say that this revolution in human kindness and mercy is springing directly from the Christian faith and from Jesus himself. He goes to warn us that a culture which loses its hold on Christian faith will lose its hold on mercy. A society which becomes post-Christian will ultimately become post-human. Kindness will begin to disappear from our institutions and from our culture. So a very stern warning from, you know, this academic. But I think the powerful point that he makes is that it is the focus on Christ himself that changes the human heart to see in others that they are made in the image of God. And so what do we see in God? We see acts of mercy. Indeed, we worship a God whose property is always to have mercy, that same God who became incarnate for us in Jesus Christ. And so what we see Jesus do, that we are now to do. He is our example. And what we see Jesus do, we are now empowered to do by his Spirit that indwells us. And so this is now the work of the church. Acts of mercy. So I'll have you turn to Psalm 146, and this shows us another glimpse of the character of God. Psalm 146. It shows God whose property is always to have mercy. is a hymn of praise to the Lord. As long as I have any being, will I sing praises unto my God. And let's read from verse 6 together. This is what God does. It is God who, together, helpeth them to right that suffer wrong, who feedeth the hungry. The Lord looseth men out of prison. The Lord giveth sight to the blind. The Lord helpeth them that are fallen. The Lord careth for the righteous. The Lord careth for the strangers. He defendeth the fatherless and widow. As for the way of the ungodly, he turneth it upside down. The Lord thy God, O Zion, shall be king forevermore and throughout all generations. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. So this is the God that helps them to right the suffer wrong. It is Jesus who feeds the hungry. It is Jesus who looses men out of prison. It is the Lord Jesus who gives sight to the blind. It is the Lord who helps those who are fallen. It is the Lord Jesus who cares for the righteous. It is the Lord Jesus who cares for the strangers. The Lord Jesus who defends the fatherless. The Lord Jesus who defends the widow. It is the Lord Jesus who takes the ways of the ungodly and turns them upside down. This is the God, our God of Zion, who is king forevermore and throughout all generations. And so we see here the character of God, and we can see now the way that Christians, animated by his Holy Spirit, the one that he promised he would send to lead us into all truth, we can see that that's what Christians do down through the ages. And so I'm sure you've heard of the acts of corporal mercy, the acts of spiritual mercy. These are kind of a schema, not a, well, kind of a categorization of those kind of works that Christians do. And they're based on the biblical model, and especially on the words of Jesus, who says, "For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you visited me." And the righteous will answer him, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, and thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and visit you?" And the king will reply, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these my brethren, you have done it unto me." So these words that Jesus gives a parable of the coming day of the judgment. This is from Matthew chapter 25. And he enumerates the ways that those who are blessed in the kingdom are living toward others. We see then that the summary or the schematic of the works of corporal mercy based on this are these. There are seven. The corporal acts of mercy are to feed the hungry, to give drink to the thirsty, to clothe the naked, to harbor the harborless or shelter those who are without shelter, to visit the sick, to visit those who are in prison, or to ransom the captive, and to bury the dead. And then the spiritual works of mercy are to instruct the ignorant, to counsel the doubtful, to admonish sinners, to bear wrongs patiently, to forgive offenses willingly, to comfort the afflicted, and to pray for the living and for the dead. These are acts of spiritual mercy. And all these are ways of thinking about how we should approach others in the world. How are we going to live out the Christian life? And if you look at the way that St. James speaks about it in the epistle, the one who looks into the law of perfect liberty and sees the truth of Christ and continues therein, he shall be blessed in his deed. The law of liberty, because the one who is obedient to Christ is showing his love for him, and that is the love of God, is to follow his commandment. So when we follow his commandments, we show our love for him. When we continue in that by our actions, then we experience liberty, like we pray in the daily office in morning prayer, "O God, in whose service is perfect freedom." And so to do these things is freedom, is our proper place. And then we also are blessed in our deed. So there is a blessing. I'd like to follow up on this a little bit, to think about that. When we actually turn our heart toward others and do those things that are merciful toward them, when we show for them what is, you know, what is an act of mercy, it is truly unmerited love. It is grace. When we show them grace, grace flows through us to them. So we are blessed in that deed. There is a spiritual reality happening when we turn our hearts to others and do acts of mercy toward them. Grace is flowing through us. John Wesley would say that acts of mercy are a means of grace. It's a way to experience grace, a way to be edified, a way to be sanctified, a way to be ennobled, enlightened, lifted up, and to be made more and more like Christ. And so these things are not only after the pattern of Christ to show acts of mercy, because that's what our Lord does, so we're going to do that. It is also a way to experience His power, His life, His truth in real time as His grace flows through us into the world. And so this is given to us in Eastertide as reflection and rejoicing in the victory of Christ over sin and death, and now rejoicing in our incorporation into His victory over sin and death as we now bring His life into the world. So how do we do that in this life? Well, it is something to pray for, to ask God to instruct our hearts for how we would love others in the right way. I've known in ministry over the years countless times where people have simply remarked with joy upon the reality of, wow, you know, the more I give myself to others, it's like the blessing is really for me. This is a common refrain with the Foothills Caring Corps. Maggie, you can attest to that. For the volunteers in the Foothills Caring Corps, it's a ministry to the homebound, elderly, with Rise to the Doctor. Carol, you can attest to this as well. Rise to the Doctor and helps with groceries, mobile meals, this kind of thing, different ways of assisting those that are without helps. Bernie can certainly attest to this, one who drives people to medical appointments. I was talking to Phil Gowan, one of the founders of our parish. He got involved in the Foothills Caring Corps at the very beginning. And he said, you know, I've given, 10 years of my life to this golf game, and none of it brought me joy like the 2 weeks that I've been helping with the Foothills Caring Corps. He just was stunned. I mean, it is like, you know, a sudden discovery that this jewel, this gem, this potential is there. But it's there for each one of us to take what God has given to us and now give it to others, to receive the love that He so abundantly pours out to us, and then to give that out to others. Let us do that in this Eastertide. Reflect upon these things. Let us not only hear these things, let us not only meditate upon these things and speak of them, but let us do them. So let us be doers of the word. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.